Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, that's progress. it's not the progress we're looking for, but being a part of both teams and being a starter on both of these teams last year and this year, 2 years ago and this past year, I can tell you that this is a different team this time around. Although the record doesn't reflect that, and I've said that a million times, I'll get a fight with this group any day of the week, and I know they'll continue to bring in guys that you want to play next to and for. It's incredible, man. I was thinking about it when he was walking off the field, just surrounded by people. I was like, I'm going to tell my kids about this guy. I'm going to tell my grandkids about this guy, if they don't already know, because he's going to be everywhere. He's a legend. He's somebody that should be in the same conversation with the greats. He's the best player I've ever played with. So he was like 14 for 17 at one point, late in the third or early in the fourth. Very efficient. Obviously down a lot of guys. And that's just Jay. Jay's so much more focused. I can do everything in my power to be as focused as possible, and Jay will be double that focus. That's just who he is. Obviously a tip here, a tip there, somebody hitting his arm and his throwing motion. You look at the numbers, and the turnover ratio isn't what we want, but Jay played his butt off today. It was a gutty performance, and it's a shame we couldn't pull it off. We're not going to lay down. We're going to run the ball. You're going to feel us. By the end of the day, you're going to know that you played Chicago Bears. We're not where we want to be, but, I'm not going to be finished here until we're a very, very good football team. And I intend to be a part of it, and I intend to try to be at the forefront of that.